Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, bring the new song. Lord, just bring it. Praise God, play it across our hearts. Lord, bring that joy, hallelujah, that comes in the morning. Lord, let us be rejoicing today, right now. God, for what you are and what you've given. That precious, beautiful Son, Lord, that has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. God, help us to go get more. Lord, and that is only laying open our hands by faith, receiving from the Holy Ghost all the things of Christ. Lord, let them be more real to us today. God, let them see him with such great height and thanksgiving. Lord, let us aspire, Lord Jesus, to more grace. Lord, to thank you, Lord, for more mercy. And Lord, thank you that you've given it all. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I mentioned this, I think a week ago Friday. God willing, we're going to Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 18. It just would not quit singing to my heart. And in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18, the Lord says there, "And therefore will the Lord wait." So beautiful. The Lord waits. "And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you." That's why he's waiting. "And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you." Isn't that beautiful? Read that one more time together. "And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you." Now, I'll tell you what, that's tremendous love. That's love, praise God, that only he could allow us to know and to fathom, but yet that's his plan. That the Lord waits for us, and he waits, praise God, that he may be gracious unto you. And I love how personal that is, so intimate. I thank God that it is, praise the Lord, about your heart and your life and the care of you to him. But yet it shouldn't come at any surprise, brothers and sisters, to us. Oh, no. He's a long-suffering God, isn't he? He tells us he's long-suffering. And let me tell you something, he's a very patient God. If he wasn't patient, there wouldn't be one of us here today. Do you know that? That's right. There wouldn't be a one of us here. I'll get at the front of that line and say, "Lord, your patience just astounds me in your love." And I thank God that he tells us that he always abides faithful even when we believe not. It didn't say if we believe not. It says he abides faithful when we believe not. And I thank God for that, brothers and sisters, because I'll tell you what, I need a faithful God. Oh, I need a faithful God. I need a God that's going to wait on this lump. I need a God that's going to wait, praise God, on this life. Hallelujah. And he waits. Because he knows what he has sent into that life, he'll accomplish it. Amen. See, I'm confident in him. I believe him for it. I trust him for it. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, I have nothing else to bank on but the mercy of God. Thank you, Jesus. But now, this great grace. And it says here that he waits for us. And brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, he's going to have to constrain me today because of how he waits. This actually means he longs for. He longs to be gracious unto you. Can you hear that? Can you receive that? That very God, a very God, I am that I am. He waits that he may be gracious unto you. He's not waiting for you to do the right thing. He's not waiting for you to do anything. He's waiting, praise God, for him to be gracious to you. That's God's love. That's God's passion. That's God's moving. See, I am what I am by the grace of God. I can't do a thing without the grace of God. And he waits and he longs to be gracious unto you. He's waiting and longing to give you unmerited favor. He's waiting and longing, praise God, to give you more and more and more of his unmerited love. Amen, you will. And you thank him for it. That's all he wants. Because how much grace has he given you? Oh, now wait a second. God gave you all grace? Did you deserve it? Well, that wouldn't be grace at all, would it? Grace isn't something you deserve. But I'll tell you one thing, it's more than that. Grace is something God purposed for you. Grace is something God gave his son for you. He gave you that lamb, praise God, freely. As John looked at him and he said, oh, behold the Lamb of God. Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Lord, don't ever bring me back from where I'm at right now. Praise God. Now, I want you to think about this. This is what he longs for. This is what he lives for. This is his hope and desire. Hallelujah. Is just to pour upon you his graciousness. And he waits for us, brothers and sisters. You think about that. Every one of us here. I'm looking at my precious brothers. He's waited a lifetime for us. Whole lifetime, honey. He's waited. He's been patient. And that's his plan. Over and over again, he waits to give us more grace. He's such a beautiful Lord, isn't he? He's such a beautiful Lord. See, I start to receive that, really, and I'll tell you what, there ain't anything but his righteousness. There just ain't. I want to be found in his righteousness alone. Now let's take some encouragement from our brethren in the Word of God. You think about Samson. See, God can do anything. We know that. And God could have stopped him with Delilah. You know that. He could have just stopped that. How many times have we asked God to stop something? But he didn't. He did not. His parents, Samson's parents, prayed. Samson's parents, praise God, even had the boldness to go to Samson. And parents, you better have the boldness to go to your Samson. When they ain't going after the things of God, you need to tell them and tell them in love. But point them to the truth. See, they pointed Samson to the truth. You know that. And they said it wasn't about any other woman but Delilah. But isn't there any woman of God? Any woman of our people, you see. And I thank the Lord for that. It was always about the word of God in godly parents. It wasn't what their choice was. It wasn't anything but what God's choice was. And God's choice will always be his word. Always be his word. That's why, praise God, a life that gives their life to Jesus, accepts him into their life, that life is of the word of God. And he'll always care for that life. Praise his name. But we see God could have stopped him. He could have stopped him from pursuing Delilah. But God waited because he wanted to be gracious unto you. Now, that wasn't just for Samson's life, was it? I needed Samson's life and God to wait for Samson's life to be gracious unto me. Oh, yes. I needed those precious ones, those brothers and sisters, to go before me. Praise the Lord that I wasn't first. My eldest brother's here. I thank God he went before me. My sister, praise the Lord. The baby. I thank God there was much instruction. I'll tell you what, though, I still figured out how to make my own mess. But the one thing that I was so thankful to see was the grace of God that was with my siblings always. Didn't really get it as a kid, but I always remember Mama saying, Lord, well, be faithful to that son. Here I am today. But see, God waited that he would be gracious to Samson. Now see, someone who's ignorant of the word of God would just sit there and say, oh, well, Samson just wasted his life. And Samson, you know, just went after that ungodly woman. He was just caught up in such lust. What a failure in the truth. I believe I read of Samson in Hebrews chapter 11, don't I? Do I read him there with Abraham? Do I read him there with David? Do I read him there with Ruth? Praise God. I see him right there. Praise the Lord. In that wonderful company of the 24 elders round about that throne. Is they looking at me someday by the grace of God? With that eye of thanksgiving, casting off their crown, praise God, saying, he's worthy to receive his glory. How about old David, huh? You think God could have never had him on that rooftop the same time that Bathsheba was on her bathing schedule? Come on, you know that. Why would God do that? Why would God do that? Because God wanted to wait. God waited. God wanted to be gracious. How gracious was God to David? Hoo-hoo. But see, David got it. He'd be challenged to find anyone who sang more of God's grace and mercy. David's life has been gracious unto me. How about you, huh? Oh, yeah. And then finally, mentioned this many times, what about old Peter? There was Jesus face to face with him. Jesus. Jesus, the one that could call 10,000 angels. Jesus, the one that said, there be no power but of my Father. Jesus saying, you have no power. And there's Jesus, praise God. Peter, you're going to deny me three times, son. And Peter just told him how he wasn't going to deny him at all. The other guys will, but I won't. And Peter, the devil's going to sift you like wheat. Jesus knew that, didn't he? Jesus told him that, amen? Did Jesus stop it? No, he didn't. So you could say, well, then why in the world, if Jesus knew this, why didn't the Lord stop him? And all I can say is it's the same reason that God did not stop you or me in our multitude of mistakes, unbelieving, trials, and temptation. It's so he could be gracious to you. Well, that sure gets you to thinking. Think about how, I want to be an encouragement to you, honeys. I mean, we have choices. Amen, we do. But see, my choice is to believe the Word of God. I just want to believe the Word of God. I know, praise His name, I know what this flesh is capable of. I'm going to tell you right now, anything, just like yours. Everything, just like yours. Oh, you think you can control yours? You just wait. You just wait. And the worst thing you could do is allow this flesh to be so puffed up that you think you could control others. And then I just walk around with a big old sack of stones and rocks, ready just to fling them at you. Because I know that I wouldn't do such a thing. God help us, brothers and sisters. I know he waits to be gracious. We haven't even gotten to the best part of this. And right now, I don't even know how to contain the first part of this. But we see, brothers and sisters, the reason is he's after grace. That's all he's about is grace. Grace, grace, grace. Word of God tells us, and we know this, that the greatest growth spurts in our life in grace always come because he waits for us. Yes, that's the truth. The greatest growth spurts in my life, I'll testify over and over and over, have always come from him waiting for me. When he's waited for me in my trials, when he's waited for me in the temptations of my life. And it's always to give me one thing, grace, and to give me more grace. because it's grace. Oh, wait a second here. Therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted. Grace exalts him. Grace exalts him. The word of God tells us, he says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So see, it's grace is what lifts him up. Amen. Grace is what exalts him. Amen. So I thank the Lord, if that's what it is, grace, not my works, but grace exalts him. Now I want you to understand something about this word exalt. It literally means to give him his place. Grace gives him his place. Grace is his place. He is grace. So praise the Lord, that grace and that graciousness exalts him. It gives him his place. And I thought, how true that he is waiting for his masterpiece of grace. Do you know he's waiting for his masterpiece of grace? Do you know he's waiting right there? And I love this. See, he's waiting right there at the right hand of God. There's his Father. And he's waiting for his masterpiece of grace. And the reason he's waiting for his masterpiece of grace is to exalt him and lift him up. Get this. Literally give him that place on the throne he must have her to take the throne from his Father. Grace gives him that place. It exalts him. You ever going to get tired of grace being preached around here? I pray not. That's what exalts him. Hallelujah. And we thank him for this, don't we? Praise his name. So that's what this is about. We grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it says here, he is exalted. But it didn't end there, did it? And therefore will he be exalted that he may have mercy upon you. You talk about a portion upon portion upon portion, brothers and sisters. He is exalted when he gives us and we receive with thanksgiving the exact extreme opposite of what we deserve, and that is mercy. How could we ever think that we could bring anything of our own, merit anything of our own? This plan of God is a God that's patient. He's a patient God, and he waits to be gracious unto you, that he may be exalted, that he may give mercy unto you. I mean, that's my whole life. That just described everything to me and answered every question about my spiritual battle in life. Every one of us. And it's each and every one of us is so specific, exact, and detailed, and intricate. All different. But yet the working is exactly the same. That I may be gracious. I mean, it just flashes me back, whether it's to this week or last year, periods of my life. He's always just waited. And he's only delivered one thing: grace. Amen. I really do want a body like unto his own, so I can thank you. Just to thank him forever and ever and ever. Now think of this. Why does he want us or want to bestow this mercy? Well, it's the plan of God, because mercy only magnifies him. See, when you receive the exact extreme opposite of what you deserve, it only magnifies the one that gave it to you. And it's the truth. I mean, the exact extreme opposite. And see, God again in his plan, he did that for every life. So we wouldn't be confused about it. He said, you are all born in sin. You are all shapen in iniquity. There's none righteous, no, not one. You are all dead in your sin. And yet every single child of God, the moment you're born of God, you're born of Him, Lord of all. He took you from this dung heap of absolute abyss of death, and He set you right there in the midst of that throne with Him. He seated you together with Him, didn't He? He didn't just bring you into the palace. He didn't just bring you into this wonderful kingdom of God. No, He set you right there in the throne with Him. That's what He did. That's what He's doing. And that's the reason that He did it, is because it exalts Him, because it exalts His mercy. Now, the Word of God, we know this. He chose the despised. He chose the rejected. He chose the lowly. He passed by the self-righteous. He passed by those that thought they didn't have a need of Him. He didn't want to gather even with those disciples that were being self-righteous about that woman at the well. You understand that? See, there's a more intimate meeting that the Lord wants to have with you. But it's going to happen only with those that are purely His vessels of mercy. Amen. Now, He's not a respecter of person. He didn't say not any wise and not any mighty. He just said not many wise and not many mighty. And I thank God for that. Let me tell you something. I've seen a lot of proud, self-righteous, poor people. Oh, yes, I have. And I've seen a lot of proud, self-righteous, rich people. Okay? And I've seen a lot of proud, self-righteous, middle-class people. Until you see the mercy and the grace of God, let me tell you something. You'll be proud and self-righteous. Some way, somehow, you'll reject that grace. And the enemy will do anything to get you. He'll come at you in any way. That self gets you every single time. Every single time. Brothers and sisters, it's just Him. Just Him. Just Him. We're just here to magnify Him and to praise Him. And it's always just Him. So see, here is the grace plan of His mercy. Turn on over to Romans 9. In Romans 9, how could we not rejoice? You read from the 15th verse there. It says, for He saith to Moses, listen to this, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. So see, you can see, just He's a mercy-seeking God. He's just seeking mercy. I'm going to have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Marvelous. But I want you to see something which is really amazing about the mercy of God. We can understand the mercy for that Samaritan woman. Amen? Yes, we can. How about the mercy to the Apostle Paul when he was Saul? You ever thought about that mercy? Do you see how He is a God of mercy? And He knows that heart. And that's why we pray. Amen? And that's why we give Him all the thanks. And that's why, don't you ever size up people. Don't ever do that. Just preach the Word. Just stand in the Word of God, preach the Word, and it's going to be the Word that works effectually in them that believe. I thank the Lord as ones come in here. But I've seen over the years, ones try to peg, well, that one's got a heart for God, and this has got, and let me tell you something. The Father knows. Because the Father's seeking the true worshiper who worships Him in spirit and in truth. But I will tell you, it's a good sign for all of us. We've gathered in a place to preach all truth. Amen. You be just thankful for that. You praise God for that. Amen, you do. And it's not anything that you've done. And you know that because why? Because He has mercy upon whom He'll have mercy. That's what He says here. And then He says, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Doesn't that make you love the Lord more? It just does, doesn't it? See, that's the motivator of it, brothers and sisters. That's that striking of a heart that causes change. It's the word, it's his love, it's that grace, it's that truth that moves you. That you realize that he just adores and loves you. And I'll tell you what, I've testified this, and everyone has that same testimony in here. It's not easy for you to be bad, but you are. But you are. Yes, you do. You do bad things. I don't want to hear about them, but you do. But you never feel really good doing them. And it hurts. And the reason it hurts is because of this love of God. And he waits. And he waits. And I come down, praise God, we have a place that has still an altar. We understand an altar could be your car, or whatever, but I thank the Lord. This thing was built for people to pray on. That you come together and you worship the Lord together and you lift your hands and you praise him. And I thank the Lord for that. I was thinking how some people came in here and they observed a few different things. And they observed the love of the people and observed people didn't leave here. But the one man he criticized, he said, I didn't understand why all those people just came down to that altar and you all were praising the Lord with such a loud voice and I heard the tongues and I saw the joy and I saw the tears and all these things. But it was just, to me, it was confusing. And I thought, well, we weren't praying to people. We were praying to the Lord. And when that fire hit that upper room and everybody started speaking in another language, let me tell you something, God wasn't confused. I'm not listening to what everybody's saying because I'm in a different place and you understand what I'm saying. And we just worship God as this precious body. And you think about that as well, too. You think about your own natural body. Is your elbow thinking what your wrist is doing? Is your ear thinking about what your eye's doing? No, it's just doing. It does. And it's just flowing and praise God. The heart's pumping, brain's thinking. Everybody else is doing whatever it's doing. But we're all in harmony, praise God. God help us not to think, get confused. But back to our text, it says, for he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. So then, if it is not of him that willeth or of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Did you hear that? It's not of the guy who's going to be the greatest willing Christian. It's not going to be the guy that's the greatest running Christian. It's of God that showeth mercy. And you jump down to verse 23, and this is why. That he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. See, that gives you all the explanation of I'll have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy. Afore unto glory means before he ever saw a star in heaven, before the foundation of the world, he saw you in love. He saw you in that mercy. He said, I'm just going to have compassion, 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 compassion. I'm going to give mercy and mercy and mercy and mercy and mercy. Because by the grace of God, he knew it would stir in you. And it didn't stir in me right away. And there was times that it stirred in me, and then there was a distant time, but he waited to be gracious. And he's waited for each and every one of us this morning. And I stand in defense of that precious waiting of God. And I thank him for my brethren, that he's waiting for you as he's waited for me. And it's the beautiful, beautiful company that we can come into to be part of that waiting crowd. Waiting for the prodigal. waiting, so that we may be gracious. Isn't that wonderful? Or waiting to say, oh, wow, it's great that you're here finally. Or to receive somebody but not receive them fully. Well, I'm glad Jesus don't do that to us. So now, he bestows the riches of his glory on you. On you. His vessel of mercy. It's got to stare at you because it is gorgeous. See, that's how you humble yourself before God. You can't humble yourself before God except this mercy. That's the humbling. If I try to humble, then it's my self-righteousness that I'm humbling myself with. It's the truth. It's just his mercy humbles me. His grace humbles me. I am what I am by the grace of God. I can hear him say right now, I'm going to marry you. Not will you marry me, I'm just telling you. That's that grace, that's that mercy. He loves you so much. Hear him. Just hear him. Hear him love on you. He's loving on us today. Now, brothers and sisters, really, will we finally believe that mercy is what gets it all? Mercy is what gets it all. It's true. We just read it. All the riches of his glory. Hallelujah. Mercy and truth, the word of God says, are met together. Mercy and truth are met together. Mercy and truth are met for one another. See, we're met for him. You ever hear that, people? Oh, they were meant for one another. Father's been telling that to his son, honey. Oh, she's just meant for you. Long time he's been telling that. Let's close with this scripture over here, James chapter 2. Like I've said many times, how could you have a sermon without a Bible study or a Bible study without a sermon? James chapter 2, verse 13. I love it. For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy. So see that? He shall have judgment without mercy that have showed no mercy. And mercy, or but mercy, rejoices against judgment. So see, without mercy, there is judgment. Without mercy, there's judgment. All right? But by showing mercy, and praise be to God, we do sure show mercy around here. And I'm going to tell you how we show mercy and why we show mercy, because we're vessels of his mercy. That's what vessels of his mercy do. They show his mercy. That's right. And how they show his mercy is they praise him for his mercy. They rejoice on this journey that we have constantly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Come boldly to the throne of grace that ye may obtain mercy. Amen. See, I thank the Lord that I come to him understanding that I am receiving from him always the exact extreme opposite of what I deserve. But I'm coming boldly because I believe in my gracious God that I'm going to exalt him because he's going to give me mercy. That's what magnifies him. That's why don't ever hesitate. Don't ever hesitate. Even in the act, in the moment of surrendering to temptation, call out to him. Just call out to him. See, that vessel of mercy, he's going to completely adorn with all the riches of his glory. That's his bride. And you don't look right a lot of times to your family. You don't look right to religious Christianity. And it's not that you try not to. Don't get me wrong. Always default back. We do not sin willfully that grace may abound. No. But I know him. And I know what he's going to be gracious to. And I thank God. He's sure been gracious to me. I don't deserve a thing. There's nothing good in me. Hallelujah. I am what I am by the grace of God. It has all been his mercy. And praise God. See, that's the judgment, if you will, that God is looking for. He's looking for mercy. He wants and he waits to see it. For mercy is what he loves. Mercy is what he has fallen in love with. And I love what we just read. Mercy exalts over judgment. Mercy glories over judgment. Do you know what kind of glory you bring to the throne? Amen. Amen. Be thankful. Really be thankful. Trust in his grace. And be merciful. Be full of that mercy. Merciful. Forgiving one another as Christ, for God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Amen. See, that's the mercy. And that's showing mercy, not only for my life. And some people can preach of that and they can say, oh, I'm thankful for the mercy in my life. But they don't want to be very merciful for your life. By the grace of God, I want to be even more merciful for your life. And I'm so thankful for it. It's not that mess-ups like mess-ups makes us feel better together. I just love what he loves. And I love that you love that. Pray that we just love it more together. Amen. I'm going to look mighty fine receiving. I know you had the crown, but I'm confident he's going to set it on your head too. Getting very tender to my heart watching what God is going to do. Those that he's moved, I pray you believe him. Have we come this far? Not to trust his mercy, not to trust his calling, not to trust his choosing. Aren't you thankful he waited for your son? Yeah, I'm glad he did too. Don't even know. It might be at this moment.
Hallelujah!
Let's stand and worship the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. Praise you, God. Oh, in the heights of your grace. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I love you so. And I love you. I love you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, we come to you and just give you all the praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Father, we just lift him up. He is all grace. He's all truth. He is all everything. He's all in all. And Lord, we thank you that by his blood he has brought us in. We're in him and he's in us, and Christ in us is the hope of glory. And Lord, we thank you for this encouragement today. And Lord, just strengthen our lives with this mercy and this grace. Strengthen us, Lord, in your unmerited love and your unmerited favor. Help us to just rise up as these vessels that just praise you for your goodness. That, Lord, you've quickened our hearts. You've quickened our minds of understanding, Lord, that we are your workmanship. We are your workmanship. That you are the potter and we are the clay. That we cannot do anything of our own strength. It is all you. And it's only by the word of your grace that builds us up and gives us that inheritance among all them that are sanctified. They didn't get there any other way, Jesus. It was all the word of your grace. We thank you, Lord, that this is what sets us apart. This is what sets us on fire. And help us, Lord Jesus, to not be distracted. Help us to go on in the purity, Lord, of what you love, your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.